Time now for Ask the Expert. I bring in my guest this morning, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Hi, Connie. How are you?
Hi, Joey. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Connie, good to talk with you. As we get going this morning, retirement is a long-term goal for many folks, but retirement age can differ by many years, Connie. So what should people know before making that decision to retire early?
Well, Joey, traditionally, retirement meant age 65. But I talk with people today who want to retire as early as 55, and others who are still working at 75. So retirement age is a personal decision. Retiring early requires careful preparation. And here are a few things to think about if your goal is to retire early. The first question always is, do I have enough money to retire? You don't want to guess or take shortcuts in doing this calculation. Retirees tend to spend more money than they expected, especially in the early years of retirement. So that needs to be built into the plan. Often they tackle home renovation projects that were put off while they were working, and retirees travel more now that they have the time. So find a balance between enjoying your early retirement years and making sure your money lasts as long as you do. A budget can be very helpful in planning for a long retirement. Longevity is a challenge. Talk to any retiree, and outliving their money is a top concern. Those who retire early could live 30 or even 40 years in retirement. One solution is to stretch your retirement funds, is to phase into retirement. So part-time work in your 60s and 70s could extend your retirement savings for several more years. And secondly, plan for your health care costs. Medicare benefits don't start until age 65 unless you're eligible for disability benefits. And private health insurance is costly. So one solution to help with healthcare costs in retirement is to build a health savings account during your working years. Assets that you accumulate in a health savings account can be carried forward and used for medical expenses in retirement. And remember that Uncle Sam owns part of every traditional tax-deferred retirement account. So it's really important to factor income taxes into any calculation. And finally, don't place too much emphasis on your house as an investment. Having your house paid for before you retire is a good goal, and there still will be taxes and insurance to pay every year, and those costs rise over time. And houses need maintenance and upkeep, so those expenses need to be factored into any retirement plan. Early retirement is possible, but it takes intentionality, discipline, and hard work to make it a reality. Start planning early, plan to accumulate resources for a long life, and explore strategies to grow your wealth in the most tax-favored way possible.
Okay, Connie, if our listeners would like to reach out with questions from today's discussion, how can they reach you?
Our number is 540-772-4545. 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.